Question 21. How to implement a custom loss function in PyTorch? Answer. To implement a custom loss function in PyTorch, you can define your own loss function using the PyTorch framework. PyTorch provides a flexible and easy-to-use interface for creating custom loss functions. Here are the steps to implement a custom loss function in PyTorch. Define the loss function. Start by defining your loss function as a Python function. The function should take two arguments, the predicted output and the target output. The predicted output is the output generated by your model, while the target output is the ground truth or the expected output. Compute the loss. Inside your loss function, use PyTorch's built-in functions to compute the loss between the predicted output and the target output. You can use functions provided by PyTorch to compute the loss. Return the loss. After computing the loss, return the loss value as the output of your loss function. Use the custom loss function. Once you have defined your custom loss function, you can use it in your training loop or during the evaluation of your model. To use the custom loss function, pass it as an argument to the loss function parameter when defining your optimizer or during the forward pass of your model. Backpropagation. During the training process, PyTorch automatically performs backpropagation to compute the gradients of the loss function with respect to the model parameters. This allows the model to learn and update its parameters based on the computed gradients.